Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
This is Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Shavana Robert-Schreiber.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson Bowman Lombardi, the fashionista co-host of Culture Club HTX, and I'm so excited to be here this week. We have so much to talk about.
What show number is this?
This is show number 62, everybody.
Hot dog.
So this is the start of our 15th month. Is that incredible? Our first show was March 3rd, 2024, and this, and this is going to be May 4th, 2025. So there you go. How about that?
I can't believe it.
And I'm here with my beautiful, brilliant, blessed, best. I can't
believe
it. Beloved? Is that the other one? I missed it. Yeah. How about that?
How about hot dog?
Of all the ones.
How about that?
And who might you be?
Shavana Robert-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX. And we are ready to talk shop.
We're talking Coach sports Nelson. Here with Coach Nelson. Your favorite football coach who's never walked a sideline, but also never called a bad play. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to start with a baseball tidbit from our baseball boyfriend, Coach
in
Scott.
Training.
Yeah, in training. He's still in training. But I asked him about Detroit because we almost swept them. So I said, did the Astros win? Because I hadn't heard.
And so what did he say?
He said the Astros lost the last game but won the series against the Tigers, who came into Houston with the best record in the American League. The Astros have won 8 of their last 11 games and have won every series at home but one, the Giants. Their pitching has been great. Hunter Brown is a candidate for American League Pitcher of the Month in April. Yes, and their defense have been excellent. However, their hitting, which has picked up a little recently, remains anemic. That's going to change for their season to be successful.
You know what? You are earning your keep, baseball boyfriend.
Yeah, seriously. We're
that's
having
a really
you back.
Good. I mean,
he's so good. And this was just answering me. Hey, what's going on?
Like just spitballing. That's really good. Okay,
so many compliments on him for last week.
He was excellent.
He was.
So baseball boyfriend Scott, we have homework. We need you to write up in a little assessment every week and send it to us. Thank you.
Yeah, and then you'll come back like in 3 weeks, right?
We'll come back once when a we month, invite you because you're in probation. But yeah. Well, we invited him. Anyway, okay.
So she is so tough.
Well, you got to be tough on these men.
But he's so cute.
You still got to be tough on him. Even more tough because he is cute.
All right. Okay, let's get to the real sport. It's football time, everybody.
The real sport.
Well, we're going to talk about the draft, which, you know, we don't know if we get over, we get under, or where we are.
Yeah, we don't
People
know.
Are saying it was really a good draft for us.
But
I'd like to know where, since we did not really build our O-line, which is the thing that's keeping us out of the Super Bowl.
Right.
However, we did get a great player.
We think.
We did in Jaden Higgins. I mean, everybody's all excited about the fact that we got him, but there was a lot of questions about why did we take him as our first pick, which was the 34th pick of the draft
this year.
Wait a minute.
Do you know where he went to school? Want me to tell you?
It wasn't Ohio State.
Iowa State. The state that you barely even know exists. Remember we had this conversation. So, anyway, we're going to hope for the best.
I don't know where Iowa is. I don't really care. They say he's really great. And this really respected analyst, Steve Smith Sr., calls Higgins not my sleeper because I'm wide awake
watching his film.
Wait a minute.
Is that Stephen A. Smith? Is that Stephen A. Smith magical? Anyway, let's keep going.
Smith is a 5-time Pro Bowler, singled out Higgins' ability to create separation, fight through contact, and play to his size, whatever that is, calling him a unique and physical talent. Anyway, what the Texans were very clear about, and Nick Caserio said this, and our beloved coach confirmed it, that he was absolutely the best player there of everybody there at the 34th pick. So that's what they took, the best player available at the time. And I think I have to respect that.
Okay.
You know, I mean, did get an Ohio State something.
And anyway. No, so we were in the commentary with our football husband, Rusty, during all of this and going back. And there were a lot of sad face emojis, as I recall.
All of us were not. We were not.
There were a lot of sad face emojis.
Well, we just didn't understand. I mean, we just didn't understand.
We didn't understand.
Well, first of all,
we weren't getting the people we wanted.
Since 2 years ago, when I cried through the whole draft, when we got CJ and Will Anderson, it was just the most fun night ever. I watched the draft, which just means last year and this year. But for heaven's sakes, every time our number came up, it would say the Texans picking, and then it would be Miami's pick is in. What? I mean, like they waited to trade the picks until they were in the room picking. I mean, I didn't understand that. And also at 11 o'clock at night, I wasn't very happy about it. You know, when they traded 59, I think, then 89, and then I turned the TV off.
Well, I had to go to sleep. I couldn't stay up. So the bottom line to all of this is that as we look at the post-draft depth chart, apparently, allegedly, it's one of our deepest in recent years. We have strong starters, so...
Yeah, I mean, we even have a backup quarterback. I mean, like a second, you know...
Yeah, second
Graham
string.
Mertz. They took this... Not Graham Mertz. Who's
the
new one?
No, it's David Mills.
Okay. No, David Mills has been there.
He's
our backup, right? But who's the new one?
Graham Mertz is,
Graham Mertz
and
is
then
the
Keldon
new one.
From, I don't even know what, is that UDFA?
Keaton Slovis. I don't know.
Yeah, anyway, see, we don't even know these humans. Nevertheless, we'll see what happens. You know what? But this could be good. This could be, someone make a note of this. This could be lesson learned, Chavana, because like I said before, you don't always need the big names. Sometimes you get the people who are diamonds in the rough. So
well, that's what everybody's talking about. And that, you know, and also they don't have to be perfect next year.
Well,
we're pretty spoiled between CJ and Will Anderson coming out as rookies of the year, offense and defense in their first year. But honestly, if they can train to be player of the year in their third year, that might really work for us.
Okay, so another thing that may really work for us, well, we'll stand by, as you would say, lovely on the Texans, but. So finally, the top leaders from all of the major sports teams are in concert, working in concert.
So excited.
Right? For
this
sports business event, the business of sports event. So the Astros, the Rockets, the Texans, the Dynamos, and the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. I guess that's a sport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's going to be moderated by my client, I have to say.
Who's that?
Ryan Walsh, the CEO of Harris County Houston Sports Authority.
Tuesday, June 10th from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the George Theater.
And guess who's going to be in the audience?
Whoop, whoop.
Us. Are you saying whoop, whoop?
Yeah, like,
whoop, like whoop, Aggie
like,
whoop, whoop?
No, like raise the roof. Like,
okay,
whoop,
raise
like
the
dance.
Roof. Like, yeah,
like dance, dance,
okay.
dance.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're really excited about this opportunity to hear from them. And
y'all better say good stuff.
And very excited for them to have the opportunity to see us there.
If you say something that you don't think is right, we're like, excuse me, pass us the mic.
Hands will go up.
Hands will go
up. And we will be wearing our Coach Nelson, you know, and Coach Roberts hats. We need to get them.
You know, I have a Coach SRS hat. I sure do. Someone on my team, we'll get you one.
I need a Coach Nelson, but I won't wear it, so don't. Get me a headband if you want. But
we'll get your scarf.
But anyway, it's just going to be great because we're going to, like, hear from the people that are making decisions, and with all the stuff going on at NRG and Toyota Center, the you know the upgrades and
we think about obviously we think about the sports that are played there, but also all the entertainment things that come to the venue.
Yes.
So that'll be a part of the discussion.
All of that, yeah,
and how teams connect with the community. I mean, I will say, I think of all of our professional teams, I feel like the Texans are the most sort of visible in the community.
Yes.
As it relates to drives and, you know, whatnot.
All the things.
Yeah. And the Astros. I do feel like some of the Astros.
Actually, so are the Rockets are just young, but they're out there.
Yeah. I don't see them as much. I see the Astros. Remember we went to the event at the Post.
I feel like the Astros are definitely out there.
So this will be great.
Yeah. I'm real. You know, I think. Well, you know, I love Houston. So
I think it's going to be great. And I also think that it gives, especially with, like you said, with all the talk about the financing and upgrades, the stadiums.
There's just a lot going on. I mean, there's a lot going on.
I'm happy they're coming together to talk through it.
Well, I think they have to at this point. I do. I think that that our community deserves an elite sports environment and an elite sports community. And and they have to be together to make a decision on what's next, what's new, you know, and maintaining.
And you know, the other thing, so this is very timely because as we've talked about, we are getting a game from the World Cup next year.
Yes, yes.
Just next year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it'll be here before you know it.
Yes.
And so, yes, the coordination is needed.
Yes.
All okay. right, lovely. What other sports, anything going on with your...
Well, the Rockets, we hope,
well, they
when
won-
you hear this, they won game five, right?
Yep.
So they're... Tomorrow, they will have played game six.
Yes.
So let's hope we're going to hope for game seven tonight,
well,
right?
Check this out.
Sunday night, game seven.
I knew they were going to win.
Me too.
I knew they were going to win. Let me tell you why. See, Magical. Look, Magical's like, no, this is why I knew they were going to win. I have a theory. My hypothesis is, you know, this is a little controversial, but I feel like sometimes – they prolong the series. I really do. I think that sometimes they don't play as well. So I do. I want to be wrong.
I
want to be wrong.
Honestly, if they were playing any team that didn't have Steph Curry in it, I totally agree with you. I can't imagine against him or LeBron and his family. You know, like, I don't know that I would do that in either place.
I just had a feeling that I was they're down. I'm like, they're going to win.
Well, they didn't just win. They smashed him last night. I mean, that was...
Okay, so, okay. Last thing before we go to a break and, you know...
Or night before, whenever it was.
So, here, check this out. So, how do you go from losing to, smashing them? Please.
Well, they all said they came together and just got after it. You know, that they played great part of the time and they had to play great all the time. And they played great all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They got ahead and never got behind.
Mm-hmm. Against the same Steph Curry that they were losing to.
Big time.
Okay. So, with that being said.
Yeah, I guess we're going to take a break.
I mean, think about it, lovely.
I'm thinking.
Okay, we'll take a break.
You guys think about it, too.
I mean, seriously.
Send us a message if you
don't
must.
Don't send me a message. Just
send
think about
her a
it.
Message.
Don't just think send about it. Send
a
Magical
message.
A message. All right, we'll be back.
Bye.
I'm Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, co-host of Culture Club HTX, here to talk to you about my other gig, CEO of SNR Creative Advisory. At SNR Creative, we're an elite team of seasoned professionals with one simple mission, partnering with our clients to creatively solve problems. Whether it's help with your business development, updating your communication strategy, or navigating a shift related to business transformation, our team of experts are here to help you think through that transition and execute it seamlessly. To learn more, visit snr-creative.com.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Siobhana Roberts Schreiber.
And we're back. I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, Bowman Lombardi, the fashionista co-host of Culture
You're
Club
really
HTX.
Getting that
I
down.
Love that. I love
right?
it. Yeah,
perfect.
It's kind of, you know, since I've embraced that.
It's perfect.
It's just people are calling me that again.
And you know, I told you.
Makes me happy.
You got announced somewhere and they didn't say Lombardi and I was like, they didn't finish her name.
I know,
like, that's
that?
Like your official name.
I can't remember. Where was
it? We were somewhere together. I'm like, oh, they didn't finish it. They didn't say Lombardi. Oh, it was at Tickle Pink.
Is that where it was?
Yeah.
I'll have anyway. To make sure we fix it.
Yeah, next, we need to fix next, it next year.
Yeah, next year we'll make sure we say all the names.
And I am Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, and we're in business. Lovely, get your business voice.
So business, here we go. And we've been talking about this for a while, and that was the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo's investment in NRG Park.
We've been talking
we didn't
crap
understand.
About it.
Yeah, we've been kind of complaining a little
yeah.
when we've been last week we were really talking about how much the redo of the park, the whole park is $3 billion,
mm-hmm.
and NRG Stadium is $1 billion, and the rodeo's there so much more than the Texans. So why aren't they investing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what?
Turns
Not
out.
Only are they investing, they're investing all over lots more than the Texans. So the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo has invested hundreds of millions of dollars in NRG Park since the 60s. Far exceeding its $1.5 million annual rent. So these contributions include leasehold improvements, direct financial support for upgrades, historic gifts of land and buildings
mm-hmm.
to Harris County, and they have an ongoing commitment, you know, together while they're negotiating their new leases for 2032. I mean, their long-term investments are signaling readiness to help fund the park's next $3 billion in plan.
Well, and to be fair, the Texans, I mean, so they are their leasehold improvements since 2003 are $68 million, and the rodeos is almost $40 million. So that's, you know, just to be fair. But this is interesting. Recent contributions. So for the last 12 years, the rodeo has contributed $122 million.
Right.
That's a lot.
And the Texans have received $1.8 million in rebates.
They received.
Rebates.
Yeah.
Not contributions.
Yeah, that's a lot, though, $120. So we were wrong. So this is good to know. So what does this mean? Like, why does this matter? So with this whole, you know, almost $2 billion of deferred maintenance and up to $3 billion in upgrades, the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo is on track to, you know, make their investment and therefore demonstrate their commitment.
Yeah.
Which is great.
So we're excited because the rodeo is the park's longest standing tenant and has publicly committed to staying and investing in the future. So that's really great for us. And hopefully the Texans are going to stay as well. I can't see.
Well, you know, we had this conversation with baseball boyfriend Scott. Like, the stadium's fine. I mean, he didn't want to just say it because, you know, he's an attorney. But the stadium's fine, and so the Texans will stay. All right, so what else is happening?
This Houston-based Work And, I guess it's called Work Ampersand, Work And, launches the first employee wellness and lactation suite.
So it used to be Work And Mother.
Yeah.
And now it's just Work And, which is interesting.
I wonder why they dropped the And Mother.
DEI. Anyway, so keep going. Stop. Magical put his head down. So let's talk about, let's just read. Okay.
May I just say?
She's stunned.
No, I just want to remind everyone that the D in DEI is for diversity. And the first diversity was women.
Yep.
I am the D in DEI.
So
I'm appalled at this whole mess.
Can
I just say that?
Yes, you did. You just
said
it.
Don't take my Title IX away.
You just said it. So the Work Ampersand people, or Work And, has opened its first combined lactation and holistic wellness suite at the Memorial City Plazas, signaling a major expansion from solely supporting working parents to addressing all employee wellness needs. That's really good. Hmm. So it's almost 1,500 square feet, and it includes 3 private lactation rooms, 5 wellness suites for telehealth. That's really good. Meditation, prayer, and other personal needs.
So it's not just work and mother. There you have it. That's why they dropped the mother.
Yeah, there you go.
So glad we figured it out.
So it's work and humans.
Yeah, I should have read the thing.
Why did they just say work and humans? Anyway.
Because they don't have to.
Okay. So, yeah, this is interesting. So this is set to open. Excuse me. This is already open, I think. Actually, yeah, it's officially open. We don't really have a need to go over there, but they operate in 5 locations here in Houston, and they've already expanded to New York, Austin, D.C., Boston, Chicago, San Francisco, and Miami.
I mean, this is exciting.
I do kind of want to go see what it looks like.
Yeah, I think we should, because it can't be that far away.
No, it's just interesting.
Memorial City Plazas.
And so the whole idea is that, you know, what the big question is does this set a new standard for workplace wellness and inclusivity?
Let's hope so.
Well, you know, one of the things we talked about before was when we remember the whole back to work and, like, people weren't coming back to the office. And why? Because it's so convenient to be home or wherever they were working from. But with things like this, I mean, maybe this does incentivize people to come back.
Yes.
Come back into the office.
That way they can have community again, because basically this is a private, clean, and quiet space for a range of wellness needs supporting mental and physical health during the workday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, all of that.
You know what they really need to do is add some services, like you can get your groceries ordered and picked up, your dry cleaning, stuff like that.
Yeah, that would really cause a lot of wellness.
Yeah. That would lead to a lot of mental wellness. No, seriously, right?
All kinds of wellness.
You show up and you can get it all done in one place? That would be fantastic. Yeah. Okay, so HEB, our beloved.
We love HEB.
So what's happening with them?
So HEB was named America's top brand, for social impact. I mean, not Texas top brand, but the United States of America's. We're
of these Americas.
Yeah. Forbes just ranked HEB number one in the country for social impact.
That is fantastic.
Beating out big names like REI on its annual best brands list. This survey behind the list tapped 165,000 consumers about values, trust, sustainability, and community support. Congratulations to all of you at HEB. You're such an incredible team led by Charles Butt.
Yes.
And the Butt family before him. I mean, founded in San Antonio by their mother, and out of her house. And just expanded across our state so wonderfully, never mm-hmm. losing sight of the communities they were joining, mm-hmm. making an impact wherever they were. They understood food deserts before anybody.
I agree.
They were talking about it 15 years ago.
You know, and one of the things that we talked about with Lisa, who is leading up their, you know, community engagement mm-hmm. and affairs.
Lisa Helfman, yes.
Lisa Helfman. We'll see if we can get her on the show. We talked to her about this at Shine.
Yeah.
Their colleagues. They do all this for the community, but yeah. I think the reason they're so effective is because their own colleagues have a sense of community.
Oh, they all do.
They're like
everybody who works there. Yeah, it's yeah. amazing the way they've created the community within
yes.
HEB.
And then it spills out
into
the—
Which is absolutely leadership. I mean, back to our favorite subject.
And
but
culture.
We're going to go beyond Charles Butt mm-hmm. to mention our beloved Winnell Heron.
Yes.
I mean, she has been with HEB since I've known her, which is like 20 years.
Yes, yes.
And she is just, she's just deserves being beloved.
Yes.
She is a great leader.
Maybe
she has built a great team. I would love to have her.
Yeah, we should, yeah. Because I think
she just made the best dress list.
Oh, I saw that. I was reading that. I think
best dressed in philanthropy.
I think that we should. Yeah, we'll work to get someone on because I do
yeah,
think
we'd love
you know,
to talk
you go
about
into
it.
HEB and you experience it and you're like, oh, that's a great grocery store. But I think to hear from the people who are making it happen, who are building that culture
and
leading
doing
yeah.
across everything from government relations to community relations. I mean, Charles Butt is also famous for championing public schools and the arts,
yes.
not just groceries, mm-hmm. which we've been talking about a lot. I mean, if you don't have
matters.
The arts,
it
what
matters.
Happens to a kid's mind? I mean, creativity goes farther than science, technology,
correct.
Engineering, and math.
That's right.
You know, the arts have a great big thing. But anyway.
Other Texas brands. So Whole Foods was ranked, Bucky's, Bluebell, Kendra Scott, Kirk, Dr. Pepper, Tito's, Papado's Seafood Kitchen, and Whataburger. Okay, so check this out. I was having this conversation with somebody who said that they thought it was Whataburger, because that's how people say it here. Like, what look magical. But and then they realize at like 35 that it's what a burger.
No one ever called it what a burger.
No one has ever called Whataburger.
Whataburger. I don't say Whataburger. I say Whataburger.
What I mean, it's,
but
it's
other people say what? Whataburger.
But it's not what a burger. No one says,
no
that,
one says that
in the history
except
of the
maybe
company.
The new people they're going to out of state, aren't they? Going
that's
to
just so funny.
St. Louis or something next.
Oh God, why?
I know.
Anyway,
because those people want burgers.
So the takeaway is, we believe that HEB is setting the standard for what it means to give back to communities and really build communities.
Yes, hands-on crisis support, sustainability, and everyday generosity has made them a local legend and now a national social impact leader. Yes.
So Winnell and Lisa,
oh,
we got to figure out
together.
Yeah, they could.
They could. It would be really fun.
And so we could maybe we should call Charles, see what he's up to.
You know, he's got an apartment here.
You know, we just go knock on the door. What do you think?
Yeah, why not?
You know what?
I know where it is.
You know what? I bet you they would just be like, okay, come in. People used to do that.
I know.
Like, you should just drop by. Do you remember that?
Yes, of course. Like, I mean, everybody dropped by. It all stopped when I moved to New York.
What, people dropping
it
by?
Stunned me. That you had to call in advance and say you were coming. What the hell? You know, like, whoever did that?
No, but I mean, yeah, you should call in advance. But I'm saying, generally speaking, I bet you if we just start showing up and just
people would be thrilled.
Yeah.
We should have a big bouquet of flowers and they'll think they're getting some honor. We're going to come. Like, we're tapping.
They are getting an honor. Hi, we've arrived. You're welcome. Culture Club HTX is here. You're welcome.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break and figure out our pop into your office or home strategy. We'll be back.
Bye. Do you love listening to Shavana and me talk about all the things every Sunday here? Do you ever wish you could see what we're laughing about so much? Especially what Magical's laughing about? You're in luck. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and see the fun clips and outtakes from the show, as well as our super special series, Friends by the Fireplace, that we release every Friday. Finding us on YouTube is easy breezy. Type Culture Club HTX and voila, you're in.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Shivana Robert-Schreiber.
And we're back. I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson, Bowman Lombardi, the fashionista co-host of Culture Club HTX, here with my beautiful, brilliant, best, beloved, something or other.
The Shivana Robert-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, and we're so excited to be in our community segment, and we have two amazing guests. But before we get started, Lovely, you wanted to talk about our salon event.
So we had our salon event this week, which we've been talking about for a really long time.
Yes, the first one of four.
Yes, and it was standing room only. It was standing
room
only.
Where was it?
It was a David Peck store on Fountain View, and it was absolutely fantastic. It was all about new beginnings, and we talked about everything from new beginnings for graduates, new mothers, old mothers.
We talked about menopause.
Well, I was getting there.
Yeah,
menopause, which is a new beginning for a lot of people. A lot of people see it as a lot of freedom.
Yeah.
Not that crowd, but a lot of people did.
No, but we had a really robust conversation.
Yes.
And I think the best part is that it was mixed, gendered. So
very.
I think, you know, you make an assumption that if we are having an event at David Peck's and we're talking about some of the topics we mentioned.
It'll be all women.
But it was not.
It was not all women.
Great.
And we did make David ask the menopause question.
Well, no, David demanded. We have to send David, are you listening? He demanded because he said, quote, since I have the most experience with this, I'm going to take the next question. And so I'm like, sure. And then he's like, so menopause. So, yeah, it was a kick.
We just want to thank all of you who attended and apologize to those of you who wanted to and couldn't get in. And remind you that August 27th is our next event. Once again, it'll be 5:30 to 7 at the David Peck store on Fountain View. We're not going to do one before then, even though many of you asked.
Well, maybe we'll do a secret salon.
We might do something like that.
A super secret salon?
But the salon series is four salons annually. Valentine's Day salon to talk about love. Mother's Day salon to talk about all the things new, back to school and back to life, and holiday. So get ready, everyone. I think we've already published our schedule.
We have.
We do know that officially August 27th we'll be back.
And you know what? We already have an RSVP for August 27th. Someone sent us a note and said, I can't come tonight, but
yes.
I want to come for the 27th.
Yes.
Already.
Yes.
And that was before we even had last night. So this
I know.
Is great.
It's like crazy. It's crazy. So we're back in community, and we have some extraordinary guests here.
And Kellyanne, you're going to tell me how to pronounce your last name again. Vitaka.
Vitaka.
I got it right. Kellyanne Vitaka, who is the founder and artistic director of Vitaka Ballet, and Garrett Smith, I don't know how to say that, who is the choreographer. So is it in residence? How does this work, right? So tell me that part. Garrett, what's your official title?
I am the resident choreographer.
Okay, so I was right. Yay, me. Okay, great. So we're here to talk to both of you so we can learn more about the company, but also, more importantly, you have a new show that's coming up, Smithworks, right?
Yes.
So you're going to tell us all about it. Okay, so let's get into it. So Kellyanne, founder and artistic director, so tell us, how did the company come to be?
Well, we have been in existence for 13 years. The organization has been in Houston for 13 years. We are a full-service school, and we now also have a location in the Woodlands as well as the Montrose area of Houston. And right out of the pandemic, Vitaka Ballet is a silver lining. We brought artists into the space as a therapeutic way to bring dancers back in while the rest of the cities were dark across the country, and we started creating and building. And one thing led to the next, and sure enough, Vitaka Ballet was born, and we are now the professional sector of Vitaka.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, so then where in Montrose are you exactly? Like, where is your studio space?
Currently, we are at Dunleavy and Fairview on the corner of Dunleavy.
Yep.
I know exactly where you are.
Yeah.
It's
right by your house. We can walk.
It's a great space.
Close, seriously.
Yeah, we could. We could walk there.
Yeah. We could.
Okay, so Garrett, you are the choreographer in resident, right? So,
oh my gosh, I drive by you all the time. I just realized.
She's like putting it together in the
mind. Yes, we're on both floors there in that building.
Wow. Yeah, where the art studios are on the side facing. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. That's
exactly.
So this is Lisa looking through the window.
That's perfectly
y'all are in there
that's
practicing.
That's perfectly fine. You're welcome to come to rehearsal anytime.
So how did the two of you meet? And so Garrett, your story is fascinating. So I know we had an opportunity to chat and you told me a bit about from Barcelona, right? to here.
Yes.
Most recently.
Yes, I am based in Barcelona. In 2018, became a complete freelance choreographer. I was dancing professionally with Norwegian National Ballet for 6 years prior. Mm-hmm. Just took that leap of faith, and things were going really well. And Kelly just reached out in 2020 when, you know, my momentum stopped, and I think all performing artists of any kind, really, like, their momentum stopped. Mm-hmm. And so I was grateful for the work offer to come in. I hadn't been in Houston, I think, for 4 years. Mm-hmm. So I lived here for 6 years, and coming back to a community and people that I love was, it was exciting. But also what she was creating was exciting to me.
So, okay, Gert, you have to say a little bit about what you were doing before you came back to Houston. Because you're like, yeah, you know, my career momentum, but you were doing some pretty amazing things. So talk about what you were participating in before.
So my first year of being officially a freelance choreographer, I created a new work for the Bolshoi and the Mariinsky Ballet in Russia, which was pretty exciting and
intense.
And just, I don't know, it was kind of a crazy thing to do.
Well, I mean, like, there's the Stuttgart and the Bolshoi, and there's nobody else.
Right.
So,
hey,
this is a pretty big deal.
So to hit, hitting both in the same year was, it was crazy. Yeah. And then shortly after, Le Grand Ballet in Montreal, and then a Netflix series, Tiny Pretty Things, I choreographed like 4 or 5 episodes. So yeah, things were going really well just at the beginning, and coming to Vataka, creating my first work for them, Somewhat Closer, was really the beginning of our relationship. And I think, you know, Kelly was obviously invited me back to create my second work, Hypnotic Forces. Mm-hmm. And really, that's, I felt like that's where things really took off. The talent that was brought into the company that year, and just like our relationship as friends, and things really started to grow from there, I felt.
So Kellyanne, when you thought, I need to reach out to someone to bring them in, was Gert the first person that came to mind? Or was this, I mean, I don't know how it works. Is there sort of like a search?
She was blackmailed into it.
I was not. So Gert and I, we met many years ago. We worked together on some other projects, and so we already had a nice artistic dialogue mm-hmm. to form this. However, his vocabulary and his choreographic works were definitely in line with what I was looking mm-hmm. to bring to Houston, because we're trying to bring the highest caliber of contemporary dance to Houston.
Right.
Something fresh, something innovative. We say ballet for the curious, because we really want to bring a new tone, a new light to this art form here in our city. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't think of a better person to bring in to start creating that tone with us than Gert.
Where can we see Vataka? Is it at the studio?
So
where do you perform?
We do rehearse in Montrose. That's where the company resides right now. We will be having an upcoming performance called mm-hmm. Smith Works.
Right. Who knows about that? Whose last name is Smith?
It's a full evening of Garrett's work, starting with the very first piece that he created on us right post-pandemic, mm-hmm. All the way through a premiere that he's building as we speak. Will also hit the stage, a world premiere.
Okay.
So Smith Works is a full evening, four pieces, a mixed bill of his work. And it is on May 15th and 16th at the Happy Center.
Will you be on the big stage or in Sarah?
We're in the Zilka.
In the Zilka.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so tell us more about Smith Works.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Well, we spoke on the phone about the premiere, which will be happening. All the pieces happen in chronological order, in which mm-hmm. I have created them over the last 3 years. So mm-hmm. this is my fourth year. And the new work is something that I'm really excited about, the mother-son concept, mm-hmm. which I told you is sort of a love letter to my mom. But also,
no one's crying. He's saying, very sweet.
Oh, this is your warning now. Bring a box of tissues. But I was adopted into my family at birth, and so it's a nod to adoption.
Mm-hmm.
And the piece is the structure of the piece is inspired by the children's book Love You Forever.
That's the book I was telling you.
Yeah.
So do the girls? So she has 3 granddaughters, and mm-hmm. I was wondering if they've read that Love You Forever.
I think so, but I'm not sure.
We'll see.
Well, okay. Basically,
who wrote that book?
I should know the answer to that question, so I apologize.
Gert Smith. Just joking.
But really the structure of how he is a little boy and his mom reads a book to him on the chair, and then he becomes a teenager and becomes an adult, and how he takes his mother into his arms and reads the book to her in the end.
Right.
And it's just a really, I just find the love between a mother and a son's really just a special love that exists in
We're
the world. So
girls, even though they're not sons.
No, but I still think it's a great story. Yeah. So it's Robert Minshkney.
or something like that. So anyway, so.
So yeah, that's really that book was the inspiration for like the structure and the concepts. So I'm really excited to share this piece.
So I have a few technical questions.
Uh-huh.
Do you dance? Are you in the productions?
I'm not in the production. Uh-huh. I stopped dancing in 2018 when I was 30.
Okay.
Only not because I didn't want to continue dance, but I wanted to focus my full time on being a choreographer. I knew, like, my goal for myself was when I'm 30, I want to be a full-time choreographer. And that's been a goal of mine since I was probably 12 years old. So I always knew, like, that was going to happen.
How cool is that? And Kellyanne, were you ever a dancer?
Yes, I was, but I've been retired for quite some time now.
I'm going to start telling people, I took ballet, I'm going to start saying I'm a retired dancer.
Yeah, we all are.
I'm quite retired.
I may be a retired swimmer, a retired dancer.
Yeah,
retired diver,
that sounds a lot better.
Retired lots of things.
I'm retired. Okay, so the show, the Smith work. Okay, so you said four parts. I'm interested in this. So also, I mean, obviously, I've been to the
I have LA. Another technical question.
Yeah, go ahead. Technical question later.
How long is the show?
Like 2 hours.
Okay.
There's one intermission.
Is there an intermission between each
20 minute intermission?
So there's four works.
So 3 20-minute intermissions.
No.
No, one 20-minute.
One intermission.
Oh, you'll do two works and then two works.
And then two works, exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. I like that. That sounds great.
That's not like a normal way a show is constructed, right? Where you have these four pieces mixed into, well,
it
in
is
Europe,
and it isn't.
Yeah, there's a lot of quadruple normal. Bills that happen, I think, more so than in the States.
Okay.
But I think just because of the nature, I've created four works. You know, typically a triple bill is more traditional, but this is, you know, since it's the Smith works, all the works I've created on the company.
So will you continue to add to the Smith works?
I mean,
or Smith works too. Actually, the next four.
Oh, I like it. I like where your mind's at.
Yeah, that's actually a really good idea.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's up to Kelly. That she's the
no pressure, the Kelly. We think it's
she's
a great
the
idea.
Programmer.
What?
She's the programmer. I'm the creator. So
Smith works too.
Well, and this Smith works too. I like it.
Here's the thing. One of the things you shared when we had our conversation, Garrett, was that when things are happening, sort of in the world macro, you as an artist. You use your art form to create, to help people sort of digest and understand what's happening in a way that's, you know, not as contentious as watching the news, for example. So these four pieces, did you know when you created the first one that it was going to be a build, or did it just happen?
No, I did not. We honestly didn't know what would even happen. Like, the company, when I created Somewhat Closer, those were invited guests from other locations. It wasn't like a complete set company yet.
Okay.
And those parts are now danced by, like, official company members. So the last piece has a connection to the first piece, but you'd have to see it to understand it.
Can't
the
wait.
Titles.
I know, we will
have
see.
To figure
we will
out
see.
How to go. I well, don't even know what that weekend
they
is. Is it a weekend?
Yes. It's Friday, yep. Saturday. No,
it's
Thursday,
Friday.
Oh.
Yes. And you're all invited.
Yes,
so please come.
Yes. Yes. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see this. Okay, so what's ahead? So other than Smith Works 2, as Lisa just put out into the universe, what's next that you actually have planned, other than what we just suggested today? Like, what's next?
Next for Bataka Ballet, for our company, you can see us again on stage at the Miller Outdoor Theater on June 6th. Yes, we have a full evening. We're very thrilled to be invited to present there and reach out to the community as much as possible. Yes, please come on out. So you'll see a full evening on June 6th as well, which does include Somewhat Closer and Hypnotic Forces created by Garrett. So you can catch those works again. We will also be heading to St. Louis in May as well. We're going to be performing in the Spring to Dance Festival, so we do tours as well. So we've got a lot coming down in the next few months.
So that's for the
so
company.
Exciting.
So what about in general? What's next? Yeah, personally, what's next?
Oh, maybe like a margarita with a cute guy.
It can be a margarita. Absolutely.
Oh, that was one of our questions at the salon is when life gives you lemons, make a lemon martini.
I like it.
Okay, so
I'm like, please don't promote alcohol on the show.
No,
what am I doing?
No. So more to come. What were you about to say, Kelly?
Oh, I was going to say, we should probably say that Smith Works is very family friendly. So please do bring your kiddos out
great.
As well.
Okay,
yes, it's a family friendly show. I think the children will actually really love it.
Okay,
there's
so
some
here's
fun transitional points.
So yeah. This came up too at the salon. Was someone said that they gift performances for children especially, but just for folks in their family. We asked about special traditions, and they talked about how important the arts are
to community in general, mm-hmm. and to help all of us, you know, adults, children, expand our understanding. And so that's great. I'm so happy to hear that.
I love to hear that.
Yeah.
It's extremely important.
So yes. Where can people go to find out more about the company and the works and buy tickets, more importantly?
Yes, please visit our website at vitacaballet.org.
Can you spell it for people?
Sure. Vitacca, V-I-T-A-C-C-A ballet.org.
You can also purchase the tickets on the Hobby Center website. Directly.
Both places.
Zilka Hall. So.
And if you follow our Instagram,
yes,
then you can also go to the bio link and connect
that way. Where's
the bio link?
That's correct. Yeah. Where's the bio link?
Okay.
At the top.
Immediately says, click the link in the bio. And my daughter, I'm afraid to tell her.
Don't listen to this. I will show you at the
Everything is in the bio. I just use Instagram to stalk my child.
And the girls. Well,
my granddaughters, really. Laura, too.
The mother of the granddaughters.
The mother of the granddaughters.
Well, this has been fantastic. So one more time, the URL, so people, you know what that is? A URL?
I have a digital marketing.
I know
what a URL is.
You know
the
link in the bio is, too.
I never knew where it was.
Okay.
I never went and needed it. I didn't ever want to click it. I've clicked very little on Instagram.
Can you tell us the URL again?
Sure, absolutely. VitaccaBallet.org. That's VitaccaBallet.org. ballet.org.
We're so excited for you. We cannot wait to see Smooth Works. Will we get a shout out? I'm just joking. Don't shout us out. Anyway, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
And we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, just
thank you for having us. Thank you. It's already May today.
Today is
May Day.
Yeah. May Day, yeah. Folks.
Okay. All right. Take a deep breath. Everybody breathe.
We're going to take a break.
Can you believe it's May? Yeah. We're taking a break.
Yeah. We'll be back.
I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of Astounds, and we invite you to dive into the dynamic world of digital marketing services with us. Astounds is not just an internet marketing service provider. We're your gateway to the future of online marketing. With our innovative approaches ranging from great website design to impactful online advertising and social media, we'll equip your business with the tools to grow. We want the opportunity to astound you. Grow your business online with us at astounds.com.
This is Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Shavana Robert Schreiber.
And we're back.
Hi.
I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, Bowman Lombardi, the fashionista, co-host of Culture Club HTX. Here with my beautiful, beloved, brilliant, best. I lost it again. Whatever.
Shavana Robert Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HX Magical's laughing.
I can't even say Whataburger.
Whataburger.
No, but we're here for the fashion segment.
Uh-huh.
And today it is totally, it's really fashion. It's a little bit of fitness because it's about fitting. However.
It's about not fitting?
Well. We're going to talk about Nike forming a new team for a secretive brand, a new team of people for a secretive brand they're building with Kim Kardashian called Nike Skims.
That makes sense.
It's a great idea, I think. Nike Skims is a sub-brand created by Nike and Kim Kardashian Skims, set to launch as its first women's wear collection in the U.S. this spring, with a global rollout planned for 2026. And the brand is designed to operate independently within Nike, much like the Jordan brand.
Yep.
I didn't realize how independent it was, but I guess it's a whole brand
into
itself.
It's a separate brand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, but anyway, its own dedicated team, product lines, marketing, and growth targets. I love this. Nike Skims aims to blend Nike's innovation in sports science and performance with Skims' signature body-inclusive sculpting designs, targeting both elite athletes and everyday women. And the first collection is going to be, you know, like workout wear, training apparel, footwear, all crafted to fit and flatter a diverse range of body types.
Well,
I just want to ask for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want a tank top with a built-in good bra, not one of those floaty cup things. You know what I mean? Like, I want the old Lululemon tank top.
Yeah, those are great. I still have some good ones.
Me too, and I can't throw them away because they don't make them anymore.
Well, you know who they need to call? I know Lululemon kind of blew up with their CEO kind of going off the rails, but they really mastered the workout wear market. Like, they got it.
Oh, they were the first, yeah.
Well, but the tight, I have tights that are like 12, 13 years old.
But then they started making a new fabric and then it fell apart.
It fell apart. And they did too.
Yeah, no, I have 20. I swear to God.
The original. The original ones.
Yeah, from 2010.
They're so good. And you know, there's some other brands, names I won't mention in case they become sponsors, that aren't as great. So anyway, so Nike and Skims need to get with that. But this is why I was like, I don't know, because you know, this whole body inclusivity has shifted as people have, you know, with all the weight loss drugs.
Well,
and there's a new one. There's even a new one that's
a
on
new weight loss drug.
Yeah, that just passed clinical trials. I think it's, I forget the pharma company, but I was listening to a story on NPR about it that just passed the clinical trials. And so it lessens the side effects.
Oh, yay. Yeah. I'm so happy.
But the point is,
we're not, you know.
I wonder, you know, soon I think we'll be talking less about body inclusivity, but whatever, it's fine. So Nike is.
No, because. Because there's too many opportunities to lose the weight.
Right. Nike is looking to capture women in this, like really to focus on building their you know, female consumer base and compete with brands like Lululemon and Aloe Yoga. So,
well see. And the thing is, a big piece of this, I will say, Nike right now is going to be the price point. Because Lululemon and Aloe are very expensive. And to spend $100 and something on leggings.
So here's the thing, though. Lulu's. Since you
of course, they
it.
Have absolutely amortized over the 20 years.
Yeah, correct. So I would say Lulu original, 100% worth it.
But none
Lulu
of it
new,
now.
Question mark, question mark. Aloe, question mark. Someone told me that it's hot girl workout clothes. I'm like, what does that mean? They're like, so you just look cute in it, but it's not performance. I was like, that is accurate.
Yeah.
That's very accurate.
We aren't into looking cute.
Well, I'm into looking cute, but it needs to perform. Can we have both? So Nike, hello, who's listening?
Lose the cuteness.
No, you don't. Working. You don't look crazy. You look cute. Anyway, so let's talk about the Met.
So, Monday night, May 5th, the Met Gala.
Cinco
get ready,
de Mayo.
Everyone.
That's what they should have done, is made it a Cinco de Mayo.
Well, they made it something in black.
Garden. And we don't know if it's black people or black attire.
We don't know
we're
what
very
it
confused.
Is. The garden.
Garden theme.
A garden theme in black.
Very bizarre. Nevertheless, it's Monday night, Cinco de Mayo.
Yep.
And what do we think? So, Lisa, you have
the Met Gala tailored for you in connection with the Costume Institute's landmark new exhibition, Superfine, Tailoring Black Style.
Oh, maybe it is about black people.
Is. Yeah, which opens to the public May 10th. The theme is chosen each year by the Andrew Bolton, the curator. Superfine will celebrate black dandyism from the 18th century through to its revival during the Harlem Renaissance and its impact on fashion today.
You know who's on trend? Us, because we just did a salon. So should we dress up? And
the Met Gala typically draws its dress code from the accompanying exhibition, which so it's going to be all about the guys and what they're wearing.
Oh, this is really good.
I mean, it would be really cool if women showed up in spectacular dandy-ish clothes and not the ridiculous costumes they've been in the last few years.
Well, we'll see what happens on Cinco de Mayo.
Hey.
But yeah, I think this is a good thing.
Yeah, I might even watch.
You may watch. Because, I was going to say, you have a very interesting perspective on it.
Well,
being
I
too
do.
Costume.
Having, well,
it's
for
too
me,
costume. You're like, well, you kind of went off the farm.
It's costumes.
It's like, yeah.
They're
like,
wearing costumes.
Right.
They're not wearing fashion.
Clothing.
There's not a lot of fashion ideas to take from them. They can't even walk in these things that they come in.
These contraptions.
Yeah. I mean, people are
having to
moving
care.
Them along, and then they change their clothes and they get inside to go to the party.
Yeah, it seems
so
like
so. It's just like.
But maybe it'll be different.
It's a costume,
but dandy. Hey. I mean, I feel like dandy.
I love that idea.
Yeah, I think it's. Let's see.
So look how smart we get when we read through.
Surprise, surprise.
Anything else?
No, I think Magical is looking like. Listen, folks,
we're done, huh?
It's like stop
we're
talking.
Good. Hey, how about that?
We so May it. Show 62, May 15 months in Culture Club HTX. We'll be back, folks. See y'all next week. Go Rockets.
Go Rockets. Go Rockets. Go Rockets. And go Astros.
And baseball boyfriend Scott, you have your homework assignment. We need our write-up for next week. And with that,
we do. We want you to stay focused.
Stay fit.
And stay fabulous.
See you next week. Bye.
Are you a business owner and looking for a fun and low-cost way to advertise? Yes? Super! You should join our Culture Club HTX crew. Visit us at cultureclubhtx.com and click on Culture Club HTX crew or send us an email at connect@cultureclubhtx. You'll be happy you did.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.